USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
For the first time ever, a water shortage has been declared at Lake Mead. The Bureau of Reclamation making the declaration on Monday as levels at Lakes Mead and Powell have reached their lowest levels on record following years of drought. The lakes have lost 50% of their capacity in the last 5 years alone. Water from the Colorado River will also be rationed to Arizona, Nevada, and Mexico starting in January, with Arizona slated to lose 18% of its normal apportionment. Officials warned further actions will likely be necessary as the western United States continues to deal with severe drought conditions. And former President George W. Bush is calling on the U.S. and its allies to help the Afghan people in the wake of the Taliban's takeover of the country. In a statement, Bush said, quote, "The Afghans, now at the greatest risk, are the same ones who have been on the forefront of progress inside their nation," end quote. He went on to urge the U.S. government to cut through red tape to secure safe passage and assistance to refugees. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
More on our top story now as evacuation flights out of the Kabul airport have resumed, with State Department spokesman Ned Price saying that more than 1,600 people were airlifted out on Monday. But thousands are still crowding the airport looking for a way to escape the country after the Taliban takeover. Retired General David Petraeus led U.S. forces in Afghanistan during the Obama administration and tells NBC News that there may have been other approaches to the drawdown, but now the U.S. must try to get as many Afghans who assisted our forces over the years out as we can.
Certainly the outcome, I think, is catastrophic. It's also heartbreaking. It's tragic. And I do think there were alternative approaches, options that we, in fact, should have considered. But we are where we are now. And I think what's most important at this moment in time is to realize that there are many that we have so far left behind. And we must do everything we can with all the resources available to us to ensure that we meet the moral obligation to them.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo.
You have to try Bingo Treasure, the bingo game you play anywhere. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com from your smartphone, your tablet, or your computer and play Bingo Treasure for free. Play one card, play more. Work your way through the maze of bingo fun. Bingo Treasure is bingo at the next level. Go right now to BingoRadioUSA.com for your free account and free play. Join the bingo revolution. It's free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com.
With the resurgence of the Taliban in Afghanistan, many are raising questions over the possibility of the country being used as a training ground for terror attacks once again, with some concern that groups like Al-Qaeda may now refocus on attacking the United States. Congressman Carlos Jimenez points out that the current situation at the southern border is a vulnerability that terrorists could exploit. The Florida Republican tells Newsmax TV that border agents have already caught terror suspects trying to enter into the country by illegally crossing the southern border.
The problem is that we have, you know, hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants flooding through the southern border simply because the president decided, and his first day in office, to change the Trump policies that had worked so well to really tamp down the flow of illegal immigrants and kept our country safe. Now we have, you know, look, make no mistake about it. The Taliban is tied to Al-Qaeda completely. This is not a victory just for the Taliban, but for Al-Qaeda. This will embolden them. This will have them come with new tactics and new threats to our nation. And so what's happening in Afghanistan right now will have dire consequences to the United States. And many of those terrorists can find a safe refuge, an easy way to get into the United States, simply by coming through the southern border.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.